Hello to you all, and welcome to the audio recording of part two of the seventh OncoLS monograph. This week, we are looking at Jaguar animal health and taking some time to reflect on the natural source of the drug and harvesting through environmentally sustainable practices. I know that oncologists are struggling at times to see how Canalevia fits in with their protocols. It is worth remembering that products like pre and probiotics and clay are great as supportive treatments, but Canalevia is designed to address those serious acute diarrheas, reversing that causative process within 24 hours. Anyway, this background may help some clients appreciate the drug more and support its adoption. So, Canalevia CA1 is an FDA conditionally approved product to treat chemotherapy-induced diarrhea, or CID, in dogs. Currently, treatment for this condition is not adequately addressed by other available medications. Canalevia CA1 fills a gap in available treatment options, easing the burden of illness and providing a well-tolerated treatment for CID in dogs. Canalevia CA1 has a novel mechanism of action that normalizes the fluid influx into the intestinal lumen that can improve the quality of life for dogs. And now, let's look at the source of Grofelima, the natural active pharmaceutical ingredient in Canalevia CA1. The term ethnobotanical refers to the use of plants by indigenous people in their everyday lives, including the use of plants for medicine. Crofelema, the active pharmaceutical ingredient in Canalevia CA1, is a natural product sustainably derived from the sap, or latex, of the Amazonian tree species Croton lechleri, which has a rich history of medicinal use by indigenous peoples in the western Amazonian rainforests of South America. The tree produces a blood-red latex from which Crofelema is isolated and purified. The latex of the Croton lechleri tree is commonly called sangre de drago in Spanish, which translates to dragon's blood. Because the tree's latex is one of the most widely used plant-derived medicines in the Western Hemisphere, extensive research has been conducted on the chemistry and pharmacology of Croton lechleri latex. The latex continues to be part of rural and urban traditional medicine in multiple countries, including Peru, Ecuador, and Bolivia. Traditional indigenous healers have utilized the latex for centuries as an oral treatment for a variety of medical conditions, including diarrhea, stomach ulcers, coughs and flu, and they apply the latex topically as a wound healing agent for cuts, open sores, and for healing the gums after tooth extraction. Jaguar Animal Health has a long-standing commitment to benefit sharing and sustainability. The Croton lechleri tree is rapidly growing and abundant in multiple countries in rainforest regions. Jaguar focuses on the long-term sustainable management of the tree as part of their commitment to helping local communities conserve their natural resources while also earning income for the basic needs of their families, such as food, clothing, healthcare, and education. Their team members have practiced fair trade with local and indigenous partners for more than two decades, which has provided income-generating opportunities for individuals, communities, and families. Across Peru, large numbers of Croton lechleri trees have been planted following harvesting in collaboration with communities and small local businesses. And so back to the scientific FDA information. How Canalevia CA1 works. Canalevia CA1 treats CID by modulating the hypersecretion of chlorine ions in diarrhea and normalizes fluid influx into the intestinal lumen. Secretory diarrhea, or intestinal fluid secretion, is driven by active transepithelial chloride secretion, which creates the electrochemical force for paracellular sodium secretion and the osmotic driving force for transcellular fluid secretion. dosage and administration. I'll try to do this the quick version. 60 tablets per bottle, 125 mg of crofelemer per tablet. Administer one tablet orally twice daily for 3 days for dogs weighing up to 140 pounds. For dogs weighing more than 140 pounds, administer two tablets orally twice daily for 3 days. Tablets should be swallowed whole and should not be broken, crushed, or chewed. If the dose is chewed, one additional dose may be administered. An important safety information. Safety. For oral use in dogs only, not for use in humans, keep Canalevia CA1 crofelemer delayed release tablets in a secure location out of reach of children and other animals. Consult a physician in case of accidental ingestion by humans. Do not use in dogs that have a known hypersensitivity to crofelemer. Prior to using Canalevia CA1, rule out infectious etiologies of diarrhea. Canalevia CA1 is a conditionally approved drug indicated for the treatment of chemotherapy-induced diarrhea in dogs. The most common adverse reactions included decreased appetite, decreased activity, dehydration, abdominal pain, and vomiting. Caution: federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. Use only as directed. It is a violation of federal law to use this product other than as directed in the labeling. Conditionally approved by FDA pending a full demonstration of effectiveness under application number 141/552. And so we come to the second section, which is the comments by the panel of oncologists. Firstly, the thoughts on the presentation. So these are quotes from the panel. The information is very interesting. I like the sustainability and helping the local communities. I agree, pet owners would love to know this information too. This is a new approach to the marketing and would probably get clients asking for the drug. Information would be valuable for pet owners as they are drawn to natural, sustainable resources. It's interesting information about sustainability practices. I get that question a lot when I discuss Stelfonta and assume I would get the same question with Canalevia. The background information on the drug is interesting and would really resonate with clients in a short pamphlet about the drug. I agree with others that this information would be effective when marketing to clients. And finally, it is good to see that the drug is considered to be a natural, sustainable product, which many of our clients are looking for. And now moving on to questions, which is concerns and clarifications. Can we use this for more than 3 days? And if diarrhea is not resolved, then is it likely the drug won't work? And the answer, as long as there is a prescription or refill for another 3 days of therapy, the answer is yes. The reasonable expectation is that the drug would be effective within one full course of treatment, twice daily for 3 days. But we should also look for stool consistency improvements. A heavily diarrheagenic case could have some stool consistency improvement, and that is an indication that the drug is somewhat effective, even if the dog still presents with soft stools. Can we start the drug prior to diarrhea starting? And the answer, Canalevia CA1 is conditionally approved to treat chemotherapy-induced diarrhea in dogs and is not indicated for prophylaxis. Okay. Is there any effort to have Canalevia approved for non-chemotherapy-induced diarrhea? Short answer, not at the current time. One question is whether or not all diarrhea caused is secretory. This is made for secretory diarrhea that we see in certain conditions, but with chemotherapy, part of the diarrhea is due to destruction of the intestinal lining, and I do not see that a drug for secretory diarrhea would be good for this as well. And the answer, we agree that this can be confusing. The active ingredient is not an anti-secretory agent. The molecule acts by inhibiting hypersecretion of chloride ions, which can happen in any enterocyte. The mechanism by which chloride channels enter hypersecretion is multifactorial, but for chemotherapy, the focus is on the local inflammation caused by adjacent cell death. Then we move on to any experience of what has been discussed. And a range of views here. We have it in stock, we have used it a few times, results are unpredictable. While my patients are on this drug, the diarrhea clears but often recurs off the drug, as the causes of diarrhea in our cases are multifactorial and not always just chemotherapy induced. Any information on long-term treatment? Can once a day dosing still work as well? And the response to that, we cannot answer on the once a day dosing since the drug is currently under a conditional approved license. Canalevia CA1 can only be used as directed by the label. But as to the long-term use, legally, as long as there is a prescription or refill to keep treating dogs twice daily for 3 days, the animal could receive as many 3-day treatment cycles as needed. You will find in the package insert a couple of toxicology studies in dogs receiving long-term exposure to the active ingredient with no serious adverse effects. Back to the experiences. I agree with others. I've seen diarrhea improve on it, but then it worsens again when it's discontinued. It would be helpful to know if it can be administered for longer or at a tapering dose. And the answer has just been given. And finally, I've used it 5 to 10 times and have not found it to be more effective in helping with diarrhea. Many of the dogs will get diarrhea back once it is stopped, and it can be expensive to continue to prescribe this drug. I agree that many of our patients often have more chronic diarrhea, probably given that there is ongoing damage from treatment and also other factors such as diet changes and concurrent medications. And as an editor's note, this has been discussed in other areas, what is going on in case selection, etc., etc. So finally, thoughts for the future. This was a disclosure from Dr. Jones, who is employed by QBiotics. I recently had an oncologist tell me they were using Canalevia with Stelfonta, as many patients get diarrhea with treatment. Not sure of the mechanism of diarrhea, mast cell tumour degranulation, systemic inflammation, concomitant medications related, but interesting to see if others are using and if it is effective. If anyone does have anything to say about that, please email me. Interesting in long-term options for chronic diarrhea, Palladia-induced diarrhea especially, and we've commented on that. I know this is specifically for chemotherapy-induced diarrhea, but data on long-term regimen would be helpful. I agree with the others, more data evaluating long-term use or use in other forms of secretory diarrhea would be helpful to support its adoption as a first-line diarrhea therapy. And I would like to see more clinical research on this drug to want to continue to use it in the future. So just as a footnote, Jaguar Animal Health are doing a full clinical trial, and that has been announced. And finally, it was the response was good comments, points taken. As we have mentioned, there is long-term data available in the package insert, and repeat dosing is an option. And that's it for part two. In part three next week, we will be looking at Nutramax, sulforaphane, and its ongoing use to treat TCC, but also looking at some of the human data as well. Have a great week.